Thank goodness for these hearing aids. Mm-hmm. I think they're the grandest thing.
Oh, they are. Yes.
And if a man comes in from the field and his shirt is just wringing wet, been out there working in the sun, somebody would say, well, look, he fell in the pond. You'd say, no, he didn't fall in the pond. He
threw water on himself.
Well, I wasn't thinking of that. I was thinking maybe he didn't have any water out there. He just walked around and this came from him. You say, boy, did he sure...
Sure was working, sparring.
Would you say perspiring normally, or sweated, or sweat?
Sweat or sparring, mostly sweat.
That's probably what I'd say.
Yeah, sure. Me too.
I was once told that women glow, men perspire, and horses sweat.
Yeah.
But I sweat like a horse.
me too. Used to, this year, I'm sweating more this year than I have in a long time.
I have too. Yesterday I was just wringing wet down there at the store.
Mm-hmm. When I worked over at the camp, I'd get hot and I wouldn't sweat, and old boy jump on me, you know, and they'd grab me in the arm and he'd say, oh, hell, you look dead.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have no blood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have all my teeth pulled.
Did you feel better after that?
Yeah, I got old. You pulled 22 at one time.
Mercy. Give you gas or something?
Give you nothing. Oh, he deadened.
Mm-hmm.
That woman painless doctors.
Was it?
I don't think so.
Didn't hurt him a bit.
No.
Well, have you ever been troubled by these sores that you get that have a core in them?
Boiled?
Uh-huh.
Some, not too much.
I guess they're miserable.
Oh,
things.
Yeah.
What do you call that fluid that can come from those?
Oh, pus, core.
Mm-hmm.
There's a core, and then there's that bloody water, too.
Mm-hmm. Are they flat on your skin, or?
Yeah. It comes up, see. Now there's a rotten, and there's a carbuncle. A carbuncle get about that big and it's purple before it'll ever ripen.
Mercy.
That's what deals you misery.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Of course, a little rye and they just come up there and they hurt too, but they're not so severe.
I think I'd just soon do without any of them.
Yeah, me too. I was working on telephone. I haven't put a telephone roll through this country. I got down east here in a tick country. One bit me. Swollen up and I'd have it land. It got all my blood. I'm telling you, I'd whip up a little old bump just about big as my hand and my finger. It just bust open. There's no nothing in them, just dry, which they just pop up and bust open.
Hmm.
I don't think I got all that out of my system yet.
Well, I bet that was miserable.
Yeah, it was.
Those ticks are bad when you have to run back there in the bushes.
That's what seaweed used to have dipping vats.
Uh-huh.
People just hate them and they'd blow them up and everything. So the government just quit. And they do it now. We're getting ticks.
Mm-hmm.
They kill ticks and chiggers. Do away with all these mosquitoes.
Thank goodness.
But now they all come back.
Yeah, I guess the army worms are bad.
Oh, yeah.
Have they bothered you?
No, they eat mostly for cotton. Sometimes they eat other things.